The coronavirus has had an unprecedented impact on human life and the global economy in many ways, but one of the most profound and lasting could be its effect on oil. The price of oil has dropped to lows not seen in two decades, while global lockdowns have destroyed demand. Suddenly, the world has too much oil, and that could mean economies collapse and governments fall. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
The coronavirus pandemic has done what wars and financial crises could not, greatly reduced the world's need for oil. Lockdowns have stopped people driving, flying, and buying goods and services, taking global oil demand from 100 million barrels per day to 80 million or less. Robin Mills from research company Kamar Energy says this is a cataclysm for the oil industry.
It's completely unprecedented. We never had this in the global financial crisis, not in the world wars, not in the Great Depression. Did we ever lose 20% or more of oil demand within a matter of weeks?
The collapse of global oil demand is 10 times greater than what happened in the global financial crisis. The oil price has dropped to its lowest level in 18 years, and excess oil is being stored in tankers, rail cars and trucks because no one is buying it. Robin Mills says the survival of many oil companies now depends on how long the coronavirus keeps countries in lockdown.
At the moment we have, you know, oil storage filling up around the world. We have prices even going to negative in certain places, so producers have to pay others to take their oil away. You know, then we get to a point, if that's sustained for a few months, we get to a point where huge swathes of the oil industry just disappear.
That might sound like good news for green energy companies and environmental advocates wanting a future without fossil fuels. But Sarah Ladislaw, the director at the Energy Security and Climate Change Program at the Centre for Strategic and International Studies, says a chaotic collapse of the oil industry could actually harm attempts to switch to green energy.
You would, one, have very high oil prices if the economy recovered, and two, you'd have a pretty hard time fulfilling transportation fuel demand for any kind of alternative. It is one thing to sort of, you know, move to a clean energy economy in an organized and structured way. It's another thing to sort of completely decapitalize an industry and then just sort of, you know, hope that something else takes its place.
Another problem, a huge one, is that in places like the Middle East and Russia, oil is a main source of employment and government revenue. If the coronavirus pandemic lasts, as predicted, for up to 18 months, some oil-producing countries could face economic collapse and perhaps social chaos as a result.
The longer this lasts, the potential for social unrest, the potential for those economies to experience real difficulties, I think it's going to cause a lot of significant stress.
If companies collapse and oil fields close, analysts warn the industry might take a long time to respond when the world comes out of lockdown. That means the price of oil could skyrocket, making the economic recovery harder and much more expensive. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.